Good morning. Welcome to Music Sunday. And you're in for a real treat. The message of God will come to us today through music. So please check all your baggage at the door, all your busy schedules for what you're doing today, this week, things that you're concerned about, anything that may distract you. Check it at the door and be here in the moment. Open yourself up to what the Holy Spirit has for you. Put your eyes upon Jesus, not upon circumstance, but be willing to be transformed through the washing of the Word through music today. So it's good to have you here. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we gather together here on this sacred and holy ground to worship you in spirit and in truth. We gather together here in this place, Lord, as a way of saying to our neighbors, our family, to the rest of the world that we are your children, called by your name, to gather together in your holy temple, to lift high the name of Jesus. That's why we're here, because you said to do this, Lord. And so we are an obedient children. And we pray, God, that you would bless our gathering together, that you would fill us all with love for one another, that you would pour out your Spirit upon us, and truly bless our church, Lord, that it would grow in leaps and bounds, be fruitful for you and pleasing unto you. Bless this service, Lord. And God, fill us all with love for one another, and especially with love for you. For we ask all this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace of Christ to one another.
As you're returning to your seats, I'd like to welcome you all here today, and especially if you're visiting with us today. If you are visiting with us, please raise your hand at some time so that the ushers can see that you were a visitor, and we have a packet of information we'd like to give you. At the top of your bulletin, there is a memory verse for October. And we shall repeat that two times together. Matthew 7, verse 12. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7, verse 12, the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, for this is the law and the prophets. There are so many things in the bulletin to tell you about, so I want you just to look into your bulletin and see what concerns you. One of the things is the hayride. Am I to pass this around, Diane? We're going to have a hayride on Monday, October the 17th. It's a wonderful family night event. I'm going to start this around, and please pass it around if you're able to come.
While Peggy's passing that around, I'm going to do a brief announcement to save some time. We still have the pens for sale. Ethel's going to be out in the narthex with the stylus pens. They're good. They're really nice writing pens, but they're also good for your tablets or smartphones. Great as gifts, great to lose in the community. They have our church name on them and phone number, as well as the phrase, God loves you and so do we. And they're only $2, and I've seen them sell for as much as $5, so you're getting a good deal, and they're very nice pens. So see Ethel after the service. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. A couple things I'd like to highlight for you. Pastor Appreciation Sunday is Sunday, October the 30th, when we do show our pastor how much we appreciate he and his family for being here. There's going to be a love offering envelope that is either in your bulletin or at the table in the narthex. We'll be gathering those in time for Pastor Appreciation Sunday. So if you have any special messages or a special gift you'd like to give for the minister, please use that envelope for that reason. Also, the United Methodist Women are also starting Operation Christmas Child this year. Information about that is in the narthex as well. We've always been very successful with that program, so please take notice of that also. We're going to be having Bible studies at the church. Did it start last week, Bonnie? Okay, that woman's Bible study. There's still room for people if you want to come. Please take notice of all the items in the bulletin that may pertain to you and to the life of our church. I ask you to now stand for our call to worship. Come dance, sing, celebrate the goodness of the Lord. We are made strong in the Lord.
We are made rich in the Lord.
God's blessings are lavished on us every minute of every day. In our unison prayer, glorious God, source of joy and righteousness, enable us as redeemed and forgiven children evermore to rejoice in singing your praises. Grant that what we sing with our lips, we may believe in our hearts, and what we believe in our hearts, we may practice in our lives, so that being doers of the word and not hearers only, we may receive everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our hymn of praise is number 77. How great thou art.
It doesn't have to be little kids. It can be any kids.
Any kids.
Okay. I guess I'm scary. Not quite sure how I'm going to do this with only two people, but we're going to try.
We got some children up here. Got lots of children up here.
Well, if there's another child in a red robe that wants to come down, that's fine too. Okay. Okay, let's see what we're going to do. Ah, very good. Okay, you're going to take this one, Soph. And, okay. All right, children, behave. Okay. Okay, now you can take that one. And let's give you this one. And let's see, Mike, you had a different one last time, but that's good. And let's see. What did I give you, Missy? This one. And I get F sharp. And I, okay, here, Mike. Okay. And you can take this one. Okay. What do you have, D? You get one. Okay. All right. You guys remember how to make a noise. Let's just make some sound with it. Okay. That was kind of noisy. All right. Let's try this. When I do number one, okay, I want you to play. Can you do that? Play your bells together. Oh, that's really pretty. Okay, and when I do number four, you get to do yours. And when I get to do number five, you two do yours. Okay, do number one real quick. Okay, all right. Yeah, that works. All right, now, that was a lot better sounding than all of that, right? That's because I was your leader, and I helped you to get all organized, right? Let's do it again. See if we can do it again. Oh, that was so beautiful. Wasn't that beautiful? Okay. You know what? That's a lot like church. Who's our leader in church? God. God and Jesus. There are leaders in church. And sometimes our lives get all yucky sounding. Sometimes it's like everything goes wrong. But if we remember that Jesus and God is our leader, it's going to sound pretty. Life is going to smooth out because we're always going to follow what God and Jesus are telling us to do. Okay? All right, why don't you put your bells back in the basket? Yeah, all kids. Okay, and let's have a prayer. Okay? Dear God, we thank you for sending Jesus to be our leader. Help us to follow him so that we can smooth over all those rough edges in life. In your name we pray. Amen. Mike, you want to get the buckets? And you can get buckets. Get buckets for the big kids here too. Sophie doesn't get a bucket because Sophie's going to be doing something. And Mikey, did you still have a bulletin from first service? Okay. All right. That's very good. Our offering today is for the Irwin Fire Department. So be generous. And now, we have two children in our Sunshiners right now. And half of the group has strep throat. So Sophie's going to do a solo today. So I think we're set.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Thank you, Sophia. That was beautiful. Our responsive reading today is Psalm 100. Repeat after me. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with singing. Know that the Lord who made us is God. We are the Lord's and the people of God, the sheep of God's pasture. Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise. Give thanks and bless God's name. For the Lord is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. God's faithfulness to all generations. Will the ushers please come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings?
Thank you. opportunity to give back to you just a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. And thank you, Lord God, for being here among us. We pray, Lord, that you would bless and multiply this offering. Use it as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to our hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Big smile, maybe a big smile, joy. We're going to share our joys. Let's give God the glory. What do you want to praise the Lord for?
Music.
For music. What else?
Diane.
For Diane. Yes, and all our music ministers. Yeah, 61. Dad was 59 when he died, so when I hit 60, I was like, okay, so 61 is good, yeah. Real praise the Lord. Other joys.
He turned
50 yesterday. She what? Oh, okay. Other joys? Okay.
Supportive friends.
Anybody else have a joy?
Family.
Family. And what did we say here this morning? What was the other one, my favorite?
Indoor plumbing.
Yes. Those things that we take for granted so much. Yeah, that we live in Pennsylvania and the weather here is fairly decent most of the time.
Doctors and nurses.
Yes. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Now, pens, pencils, tablets, scrap paper, mental notes. We want to pray for June. Pray for our country, our country's leaders, men and women in the military, hurricane victims. All those who are traveling are going to be traveling. Who else do we want to pray for? What else? Okay, Betty. Keep Betty in your prayers. Marion's sister died down in Florida. Keep her in the family in your prayers.
Pray for our church. Uncle Tim. Okay.
Named Mario.
Mario's family then?
Sorry.
Mario's family?
Yes.
Okay.
For the family and friends of the boys who were murdered in Antifa. And the family and friends of the boys who were murdered in Antifa.
And for those who don't know Jesus, who are separated from God because of that. So if you have a request for God, thinking about things that are happening all over the world, things that have been in the news, things with your own family or at work, your own health, at home, even with a car, just give it to God with the upraised hand. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we do give you thanks for indoor plumbing and all of those things that we normally take for granted. We thank you for them today. We thank you, Lord God, for the mighty work that you have done in our lives, most of all for our salvation. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And Lord, we join our faith one unto the other as we lift up into the light and love of your presence. We lift up June in our country and our country's leaders, men and women in the military and our families. We lift up to you, Lord, all those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. We lift up to you, Lord, all those victims of the hurricanes, all those who are traveling. We lift up to you, Betty, Marion, and family, our church, our community. We lift up to you, Lord, our children, our marriages, the economy. We lift up to you, Tim, and Mario's family, and Lord, all the friends and family of those boys that were murdered in Aliquippa, including those who committed the act. We lift up to you, Lord, the Advent, the occasion of Halloween. Watch over our children and keep them safe. God, we lift up to you the unspoken request as well. Come, Holy Spirit, come and do a mighty work. Put our eyes upon you and not upon circumstance. Fill us with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. As we talked about in Sunday school with the kids, your promises, God. We can stand on those promises. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ. With you, God, all things are possible. Your word, it's living and alive, and for that we thank you. And we give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Psalm 98. Let us hear this word of the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God.
Why do we sing? Now, I know most of you take time, maybe when you're really, really happy, you want to just let it out. It might just be in the shower. That's a favorite place to sing because everybody sounds great in the bathroom, all that echoing place. It might be in your car when you're driving by yourself and you think nobody can hear you, so you turn the radio up and you're just singing like crazy with the radio. Of course, the drivers next to you wonder what's happening in that car when you're really going at it, but that's another story. Now, the other time that you may not feel like singing, but you're always going to need music, is in times of trouble, in times of grief, in times of feeling lost. You may not feel like singing yourself, but you're going to put on a piece of music that will soothe your soul. In times past, there was no difference. The ancient Hebrews, instead of having a hymnal like we had the book of Psalms. And the Psalms were just like our hymn book. Now, there's five main types of Psalms. Some of them are called hymns, songs of praise to God for his creation. And some are called communal laments. And they were where a nation was lamenting over some big disaster, and the people were either protesting their innocence or confessing their guilt, and then they pray to God for deliverance. And then some are called royal psalms, and those were on the event of, say, a king's coronation or a marriage or battle victory, or also for the kingship of God. Some are called individual laments, and that's the most common type. And the person who's singing this is lamenting over whatever's happening to him at the time and praying for divine help and then expressing confidence that that help will come. And the last main type is called an individual thanksgiving, where you're giving thanks for all that God has individually given to you in your life. Now, there are some other minor types of psalms, but I'm not going to go into those today, because those five main types are the same types of things that we sing our songs today. There are songs of lament when we're saying, Lord, everything's going wrong in my life. Get me through this. There are songs of joy and songs of assurance where we know that God is right there beside us. We all have different favorite hymns at different times in our lives, different events in our lives. You've all shared your favorites with me over the last few weeks, and that list is in your bulletin. I found it most interesting when I compared it to last year's list. Some of you never changed. You had the same favorite hymns all the time, which was great. And others of you, maybe you're in a different life circumstance right now, so that, you know, you pick different hymns. Some of you, I think, kind of went through the hymnal and says, oh, yeah, I like that one. But anyway, they're all your favorites. And there are a lot of them were the hymns of your parents and your grandparents. In other words, the hymns of your childhood. We take comfort in all those old hymns because that shows us that we're singing the same faith that our ancestors sang about. Now, some of the hymns that you chose were more contemporary settings. These songs, the more contemporary songs, enable us to sing that same faith, but just perhaps with a different slant on it. So no matter which era the song comes from, they all convey the same faith that we hold dear. They each remind us of our calling to live in this world as Jesus would want us to live, with an eye on a better kind of world where the ways of Jesus reign. And it doesn't matter what style of music resonates with you, so long as it enables you to offer praise and worship to God. Our faith is truly timeless. As we sing the hymns, because we want to get out of here in time for the Steelers game, we're only going to do one verse. Now, I'll give you a little bit of time between each one in case you do have to thumb through, but I would not be surprised if many of you don't have to look at the hymnal because they're the hymns that you perhaps grew up with. There's a couple of more modern ones that you may have to flip through, but I'll try to give you time between each one. So before we start our hymn sing, let's bow our heads for a brief prayer. Gracious God, who listens to our songs, thank you for hearing our small voices and loving us anyway. Help us to step outside ourselves and let our songs be praise to you. Amen. We will start with the choir singing a praise song, I Will Sing Praise.
I'm
I'm going to switch to a piano here because I want to hear you. This is such a treat for me to actually see your faces. Normally, I just get that little tiny mirror. Number 57. Joyful, we adore thee. Black hymnal, and actually this is a contemporary setting of Psalm 42. All the verses, so you're going to have to pretend that you sang all the verses today. Lord of the Dance. I because he lives. 'Cause he gave his life for us. Let's turn to 133, leaning on the everlasting arm. slightly newer hymn, number 707, favorite of quite a few of you. Now, the next one is in the Black Book. However, it's a really old hymn. And it's the story of what we're doing today. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he cares for me. One of our jobs here as Christians is to spread the word of God throughout the world. That's our mission, and that will give us peace on earth. Words are different. they modernize them. It's our duty to take the word of God and pass it on. Earth, we will pass to the life eternal, marching to Zion. book out and see how many of you didn't pick up a hymnal except maybe once or twice. Thank you very much. And now I'm going to ask the other musicians that are out here to come up, and we'll have our dedication of musicians.
And if you'll follow along in your bulletin, dear friends, all of us here are involved in the ministry of music. We are directed numerous times in the Bible to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Some of us need more encouragement than others. That is why we are grateful to those who have responded to the call of God to lead the ministry of music in our church, to direct, to sing, to play instruments, and to dance are ministries of Christ among us. Those called to these ministries need our loyal support and our prayers. We recognize today our minister of music, Diane Runzer, the members of the chancel choir, the Sunshiners, Temple Chimes, and Cathedral Bells. Making music to the praise of God in the congregation is a ministry that requires devotion and discipline. Do you accept responsibility for this ministry?
I do.
Will you be faithful to the disciplines of music?
I will.
As members of this congregation, do you promise to ever remember that making a joyful noise to the Lord is an act of devotion in which we all can share? Together, we gather today, Lord, to begin another year of serving you. We come with varying gifts, believing that you have created us and called us to the same ministry as David and the Levites, using the gifts of which your servant Paul writes to lead your people in praise and to build up one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We lay our gifts at your feet and pray that you will use us. As we sing, remind us of your love for all your children. Remind us that you have called us to this ministry when we face difficult times, times of fatigue, times of disappointment, times of grief, times of frustration, times of confusion, times of hard work, times when things go badly, and especially when things go well. Help us to see ourselves as part of your kingdom and to know that you love us solely because you created us. Help us to love you solely because you are our eternal King. These things we pray in the name of him who loved you and who loved us and who gave himself for us, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the faith expressed by your music live in our heart, and what you believe in your heart practice in your life. May God give you grace to offer your music and your life in faithfulness and consecration, now and in the world to come. Dear friends, I commend to you these persons. To them has been given the gift to lead in the ministry of music in our church. Will you sustain them with your encouragement and your prayers as together we seek to offer praise to God? O Lord, our God, bless these ministries of music and those who offer them in your service. Give to these persons love for you and your people, fullness of heart as they praise you, and diligence that their music may be a worthy offering to your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Return to me.
Let's stand for our hymn of parting, number 593, verse 1 of Here I Am, Lord. Beautiful, beautiful service. Diane worked real hard at putting this all together, so please, I tried to get her to come and greet people last service, but she had to stay at her station. So I would encourage you to come up and greet Diane after the service today. Please join me in the benediction in unison here. To all upon my way, day after day, let me be joy, be hope, let my life sing. So, Lord, pour out your Spirit upon us, that as we leave this place, we will take with us the music of our salvation, and that we will spread that music throughout the community around us. Fill us with your joy, which is our strength. Use us as you see fit. For this we pray in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen.